The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
Sure enough, the ref was over. What's your name? And him talking to me for all match the ref. He's the captain for Trouser up and he's chatting. I'm loving the Paddy set. Paddy Andrews, red card.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, we don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters. The OTB Podcast Network.
Chris Martin.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Anybody else?
Leash, was it?
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on Irish radio. It's the scintillating, it's the stupefying, it's the splendido crappy quiz. Every Friday, we pit three of team off the ball up against each other in a no-holds-barred quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Allow me to welcome today's contestants. Our first contestant today comes into today's quiz on the back of helping Team OTB to victory in yesterday's Sport for Business Super Quiz Final. He helped see off the challenge of RTE Sport in the most vicious media face-off since Ron Burgundy and team went toe-to-toe with Wes Mantooth's charges. Give it up for the monarch of the Midlands, Will O'Callaghan.
Morning, lads. Shane O'Donnell role set for me yesterday. Nathan Murphy apparently had some golf major to watch, so he was unable to take part in the final against RTE Sports. So I was parachuted in with mixed results yesterday, but we eventually, and people can watch it on the Sport for Business YouTube page this morning, we eventually overcame RTE on a final round tiebreaker with a certain amount of shithousery with the way that we answered the final question too. But hey, they weren't able to argue against the poor technique that we used, and we eventually picked up the bragging rights.
Winning in any way possible.
Who are you up against?
The OTB way. So we were up against an RTE team that included Conor Neville once of this parish, which I was seriously questionable about. Raf Diallo apparently was going to be a late replacement. Again, I think the idea was to use former OTB staff against us, which didn't happen in the end. And as it worked out, lads, we brought it right down to the final question because they had come back in the final round. We made this sterling start. We went 8-0 up in the sporting questions. We then lost the round almost entirely on the entertainment. Sport history, we did okay. And then on the general knowledge, we were useless again. Got caught, think it squared at about 20 points each at the final. Then we had to pick out how many attacks Italy had in the European Championships was the final question. And RTE, unfortunately, because they had to come back in the final round, they had to guess first. And they made a noble effort by saying, you know, a couple of hundred attacks. And then we realised pretty quickly, I think I'd seen the stats where Spain had 97 in three games alone. So UEFA are pretty liberal in how they actually mark down an attack. And so at that stage, I reckon there was no point in us going for some kind of high number where we could potentially be wrong. And I went a bit like some of the old TV game shows and said, look, we'll just go higher. We won't give you a number. And I think RTE were absolutely screwed by us not having to vote. But hey, hopefully we'll have a stronger quizmaster for this one.
No, I mean, that's absolutely for sure. I don't know who that quizmaster is. And thank you for plugging other quizzes on YouTube. This is the only quiz on YouTube that matters, Will O'Callaghan.
You can watch it after this one.
I mean, no, people can't do two things ever. It's just, their entire life revolves around this quiz. Will, you're very welcome to the quiz. The stakes are pretty high for you after yesterday's win. And our next contestant today was on the OTB team in this super quiz, but got ditched in brutal fashion before the final. Why on earth did this Mayo man from Mayo, the county of Mayo, get ditched for such an important final? I guess we'll never know. Give it up for the beast of Ballyhaunus, Nate Dog Murphy.
Well, there wasn't wine and canapes on offer for the final, so as you know, if there's not, I ain't going to be there.
Our last contestant today was never at any point called to the OTB team for this super quiz, but those who are 14th on the standby list have an important role to play too. Keeping the A team on their toes, it's Adrian. Who's your daddy, Barry?
Cheap but fair.
I wasn't asked up either, Adrian. So I feel your pain. I feel your pain. It's the two of us here in studio with two brainier people by all accounts on Skype. But we get it, lads. It's okay. As ever, the format is a classic crappy quiz with a series of questions on a range of themes. Then it's onto the slip and slide of trivia, which is the rapid fire round. You can podcast the crappy quiz on otbsports.com or on the OTB Sports app. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to click the thumbs up, even if you're contributing nothing but misery to your day. And then please send any questions you have, by the way, via postcard to Crappy Quiz Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. Round one is the boring questions round. Never multiple choice. Will. Kilkenny went through the front door on every occasion when they won their four in a row of All-Ireland titles in the 2000s. But can you name the last Leinster champions before Kilkenny's mid-decade dominance and the first Leinster champions after their dominance ended?
Okay, I think Wexford are the team before them.
Correct.
And it's either going to be Dublin or Galway. I think it's Galway.
Correct. Will O'Callaghan off the mark. Nathan Murphy's making very funny.
It's a very a very convoluted way of asking an easy question.
How do you frame it?
Just give them the 2 years and who won the Leinster title in these years.
But then that would simplify it a little bit more. I didn't want to give away the years.
The only thing worse than the question is now analysing the question.
The point is you've got to guess the years and then fill in the blanks with the years as well. It's a two-step answer. I appreciate your brain maybe just warming up this morning. And question one for you. There were a logjam of four players on four goals at the Euros this year. Who were the four players?
Romelu Lukaku, Harry Kane, Forsberg.
One more.
I don't think he did he? I think Spain got there.
Yeah, no, come on, Ed, it gives you your usual
there,
spiel.
There's not a time limit here. I have to give four answers.
Yeah, no, keep giving so, your spiel.
How's about you shut up for a minute? Let me think about it.
Well, that's not really how it works now. Have you ever been on the quiz before?
I think I only got three, but I'm going to say it because I can't think of anyone.
Cycle of knowledge, Nathan. Come on, you know the drill.
Well, I was going to do the did your man Seferovic get three or four?
Sorry, the stream finishes at 10.
So, none of the Germans, was there?
Come on.
Italy.
Just naming random countries now on. This is surely a time
to
have Chiesa?
No, it's not Chiesa. The one you're missing is Karim Benzema.
Benzema, so I was going to go for it. I thought he only got three.
Adrian, with only two national caps, Marcus Smith is now the least experienced international player in this current Lions squad. Can you name the player with the second fewest international caps in the squad?
Oh, I can.
Sound like you're convincing yourself there.
No. Simmons.
Correct. Seven caps. Daddy Jones not a fan. Sam Simmons, well done. Adrian off the mark, Will off the mark after round one. Round two is the open round. Another golf major spells another opportunity to ask you questions about said major, allowing golf nerd Nathan Murphy to puff his chest out and feel like a giant amongst men. Will, who finished second to Shane Lowry in 2019?
Tommy Fleetwood.
Correct. Nathan, can you name the last Englishman to win the Open on English soil? That was impressively quick, Will. Fair play.
It was.
I was watching that one pretty intently, lads.
You're right. The greatest moment in the history of Offaly.
That is a good point. Will could probably give you the top 100 players. I mind about who finished that.
Yeah. He's probably staring at the
printout of the leaderboard.
It comes up in every single Sunday show he does in Midlands. Let's remind ourselves again of Shane Lowry.
It's all good this time of year, particularly.
Last Englishman to win on English soil.
You know, the worst part is if Nathan Murphy had been watching yesterday's OTBM, he'd probably know this.
We're not even getting the cycle of bullshit that we normally get, which is concerning for him.
I'm just going through the various English players, none of whom have won us. And I'm trying... Faldo.
No. Not Faldo. Faldo won all his on Scottish soil. Tony Jacklin. In 1969 was the answer.
Is Tony Jacklin not Welsh?
Tony Jacklin very much says English. and oh, no, every bit of research I've done. I mean, you throw these curveballs out at me, and then like it forces me to actually go and actually.
You hit me with a question, and I'll eyes English.
Anthony Jacklin, CBE, is a retired English golfer. Anyway, Adrian. Other than Padraig Harrington, can you name any other golfer that has won the Open exactly twice?
Ernie Els.
Correct. Ernie Els.
Good answer.
Could have given me Lee Trevino, Arnold Palmer, Greg Norman as well, and then if you go way back, Harold Hilton, Willie Park Jr. and Bob Martin as well.
I think about Willie Park Sr. actually, but...
Yeah, but thankfully Els came to mind. Round three is the I've always been an archery fan round. It is almost Olympic Games time. We are 1 week until Tokyo. Here is a collection of questions about the Games. Will, Novak Djokovic, hoping to go one step closer to completing the Golden Slam at this year's Olympics, can he name the only tennis player to have already completed the Golden Slam?
Andy Murray?
No. Anyone? It was mentioned quite a bit last week in relation to the Djokovic coverage. Steffi Graf is the answer. Nathan, the Olympic Games have been held in three different cities across the United States. Can you name them?
Atlanta.
That's one.
Los Angeles.
That's two.
No, everybody's listening to us this morning. We haven't disappeared off air. We're still here. Nathan's making a lot of strange faces.
Apologies. But see, I don't want to be running through all the just the cities of America.
That'd be your usual approach. Just name a load of cities. Come on.
Gonna need to push you here. What is the answer?
Come on.
Boston?
No. Anyone?
San Francisco?
No.
Summer Games only, is it?
Yeah, St. Louis.
St. Louis,
yeah. 1904. Nathan. Adrian, can you name any of the new events at Tokyo 2020?
Yeah.
This tactic of saying yes before giving the answer actually worked out last time, so... What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that it's like, without giving me my answer, I think it's skateboarding. nothing that has happened on the screen right there has given me any indication as to whether that's a good path to follow. Was that there already? Oh, yay, yay.
Come on. Just give a bloody answer.
I think that I think
big moment. Oh, you can go 3 points clear
of Nathan.
Was there
breakdancing or something like that?
Oh, was there breakdancing? Who knows?
I think there might have been something crazy like that. If only Jojo was on this morning. I'm going to go with...
Gotta need an answer.
I'm going to go with skateboarding.
Correct.
Yep.
Skateboarding, karate, baseball or softball, surfing.
Karate.
And sport climbing. Or bouldering, I would have accepted.
Oh, bouldering, of course.
Any and
what's bouldering?
It's a little part subset of sport climbing. I would have accepted it as a different phraseology, but you did not need that. Skateboarding is skateboarding, as we all know. There's no other way of putting it. Adrian Barry, you're on 3 points. Will O'Callaghan, you're on 2 points.
Clean sweep.
Nathan, you're on 0 points. Oof. But there is plenty of time to change that, because round four is the fun three magic number round. Contestants get 3 points for getting the number exactly right. If no one manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points. The second closest gets 1 point. I'm going to state that we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper, and I'm going to have to ask for your pens once the music ends. So if you don't mind, give us the following number. The number of points Dublin had to spare in victory over Meath in last year's Leinster final, plus the number of times Tiger Woods has won the Open, plus the number of times Alan Wynne-Jones has been a Lions tourist, plus the number of Irish boxers going to the 2020 Olympics. Your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. So the number of points Dublin beat Meath by in the Leinster final last year, the number of claret jugs Tiger Woods has, the number of Lions tours that Alan Jones has been part of, and then how many boxers have qualified for the Olympics for Ireland. There was an OFI press release on Wednesday, so I'm getting my figures off that.
Not from Wikipedia.
Not from Wikipedia. All figures are not from Wikipedia. Nathan.
29.
Will.
27.
Adrian.
27.
Nathan Murphy back in the game. It's 35.
Ooh, yes.
So Nathan, so you both went 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you both get a point then. Nathan, you get 2 points.
Really?
Yeah, that's the way it works, Nathan.
It's going to have to be. Let's go through these. Dublin beat Meath by 21 points in the Leinster final last year. Tiger Woods has won the Open 3 times, 2000, 05, 06. Alan Jones has been on 4 Lions tours, 09, 13, 17, and now 21. And the number of Irish boxers going to the 2020 Olympics is 7. Brendan Irvine, Kurt Walker, Aidan Walsh, Emmett Brennan, Michaela Walsh, Kelly Harrington, and Aoife O'Rourke brings your total to 35. Nathan, you're back in it on 2 points. Will, you're on 3 points. Adrian Barry is on 4 points. It is.
He can only blow it from here.
Good showing so far, Nathan. You'd have to agree.
All the talk from Adrian Barry.
Yeah. I haven't said anything.
Can he get the job done?
I haven't said anything. Just give him confident and correct answers is all that's happened so far.
Oof.
It is the rapid fire round. It is an old theme in particular. Ridiculously easy rapid fire round to give it its full title. The score you get in this round will be added to your score in the previous round. There will be 40 seconds for everyone to answer from the same set of questions. So we're going to start with Adrian, then on to Will, then on to Nathan. And if you get a question correct, I will keep asking you questions until you get one wrong. And that incorrect answer will also mean the deduction of 1 point. And then I move on to the next person. So, Adrian Barry, are you ready?
I am.
Your 40 seconds starts now. Name the Antrim senior hurling manager.
Liam Cahill.
No, Darren Gleeson. Tampa Bay Lightning compete in what sport, Will?
Baseball?
No, ice hockey. Ryan Bertrand signed for which club this week, Nathan?
Leicester.
Correct. Lewis Rees-Sammet plays for what club?
Gloucester.
Correct. Who did Meath beat in the 2010 Leinster football final?
Louth.
Correct. In what decade did Tokyo last host the Summer Games?
60s.
Correct. Who was the last Italian to score in the Euro 2020 final shootout?
Baducci.
Too long. Bernadeschi. What nationality is Tour de France sensation Tadej Pogacar? Adrian.
Chilean.
No, Slovenian. Which means you've also been deducted 1 point. You went into it on 4, you end up on 2.
Yeah.
Will, you went into it on 3, you end up on 2. Nathan, you went into it on 2, 3, 4, 5. Back to 4.
That's impressive.
Nathan Murphy on 4 points.
Sorry, I went all the way to 6, and
you
then I went
five.
Back to 5,
you
by
got
the
five,
way.
Yeah.
On to 5,
you
I keep five. Getting that right. Doesn't matter, you're the winner.
Does not matter.
And you'd have to say, look,
do you know what Adrian Barry's like? Adrian Barry, if
like
Adrian
Mayo.
Barry's an English footballer, if Adrian Barry's an English footballer, he'd be taking a penalty because, you know, he would have done well in practice when there was no pressure on. Gareth Southgate would be like, I can trust this guy. When there's no pressure on whatsoever, this guy's really good. But actually, when it matters, on the big occasion, he can't.
It's Mayo football. Come on, you know that's the easiest comparison. And, like, I would say,
deliver.
Listen, congratulations, Nathan, on your win. But
again,
you would absolutely have to say that the questions you got, some of those, you got the 60s, I think that was probably the pick of them. Outside of that, they were 2 yard tackles.
Sorry, so you
well
know,
done
you know
on
who,
your
you know, who
right,
you know what club Ryan Bertrand signed for?
Yeah.
What club did he sign for?
Literally just been saying, I mean, give me, you know.
And that answer was
Leicester City. Come on.
Who
we had this nonsense
from?
With Luke Ayling before, so we're not going back down that road. But like, it was pretty much the only signing, the confirmed signing of the week for like the resident football expert. That was a 2 yard tap in.
So you know, Louis Rees-Sammet plays for what team?
Yeah, Gloucester, yeah. That was a 2 yard tap in.
Gloucester was a good one for
what,
Nathan.
What question?
For Nathan,
question
you're right. My one was very hard, actually.
It's just the luck of the draw.
Where's Pogacar from? You wouldn't have got that. Not a chance.
You wouldn't have. Probably would have got that. Adrian, Will, commiserations. Nathan Murphy, back-to-back champ.
I tell you, there wouldn't have even been a playoff against RTE if I was there for the final. It would have been an absolute demolition.
But I didn't want to win in a battle of the egos.
Listen, when they're offering those 100 grand a year gigs, Will, you're going to be remembered as the problem now in RTE. <And they're> like, this guy. Really?
Give me that gold plated pension, lads.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, we don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters. That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.